Thanks for joining us here in the LTE TV studio. Are you ready to practice your English? My name is Katie. I'm a teacher here.
And my name is Peter. I'm your other teacher here on the show. Okay, so Saturdays, we review all the lessons from this week.
So let's get started. In our first lesson, we had a mystery. Someone lost their ring in the movie theater. Where did Mr. E find it?
Then we had a lesson about time. Taylor was late to the studio. Did they miss the deadline?
And the last lesson this week was about summer fashion. Taylor needed to get the right clothes for summer. And do you remember what Jim wore to the beach?
Right now, we're going to watch all the lessons one more time. So pay attention.
I went to see a new movie mystery. But when the movie ended, another mystery began. I saw a couple stand up to leave. They picked up their popcorn and started to go. But then the girl stopped and looked around. Something was missing. They both looked very worried. I went to help them.
Did you lose something?
I asked.
Yes, my ring,
said the girl. The man was looking for the ring on the floor, but he couldn't find it. The room was still dark, so I asked someone to turn on the lights. It didn't help.
I can't believe I lost it. Jim gave it to me when he proposed yesterday.
This was an important ring. It was an engagement ring.
So the ring was new,
I said.
Was it the right size?
Actually, she needs a smaller ring,
said the man.
I was so excited, I wore it. But I shouldn't have. Now it's lost,
the girl said. The man put down their popcorn to look some more. I picked up the popcorn. I dug into it and pulled out the ring.
Next time, don't put butter on your popcorn,
I said.
Hey, Alex, what's your schedule like next week?
It's pretty full, Susie. I've been pretty busy lately. Why?
I'd like your help on a report about Chinese art.
Why Chinese art?
There's a special Chinese art exhibit at the art museum. It starts at the end of the month.
Let me check my schedule. I have a couple of hours next Wednesday afternoon.
Great!
You're late, Taylor.
I'm so sorry, Jim. I was busy and forgot to check the time.
Well, you need to be more careful of the time. You're almost 15 minutes late.
I'm sorry. It won't happen again. I promise.
We only have the studio until 2:30. We have a lot to do.
Then let's get busy. Don't worry. We can finish on time.
Why are things so busy this week? I don't even have a second to rest.
Some weeks are just busier than others, Abby.
I know, but my schedule still makes me crazy.
So finish some things today and leave the others for tomorrow.
That's good advice. I work hard, but I can't work all the time.
Why not? Sometimes reporters have to.
What time are we recording, Alex?
At 13:30. I'll meet you in the studio.
13:30? What kind of time is that?
It's military time. It uses a 24-hour clock. Time goes from 0:00 to 23:59.
So, do you say things like 13 o'clock?
You can, but most people just say 1300.
Isn't that confusing?
No, it's easier. You don't have to worry about AM and PM.
It's been a hard day.
Why has it been a hard day?
Tim got mad at me. I was late getting to the studio.
Everyone is late sometimes.
I know, but Tim and I had an important deadline, and because of me, we almost didn't make it.
But you did make it.
Yes, and I won't be late ever again. I've learned my lesson.
This week has been hard for everyone.
The schedule has been really tight.
I'm glad the weekend starts the day after tomorrow.
Me too. I just have one more meeting today. What time is it?
It's 3:15.
Oh no! My meeting started at 3 o'clock. I've got to go.
So much for never being late again.
Summer is here. I love hot weather.
Me too. I can't wait to go to the beach. Is it very hot here in the summer?
Yes, but you can wear something cool.
Something cool? You mean light clothes?
Yes.
Heavy clothes are hot. Light clothes can help you feel cool. You're right. I like to feel cool, so I wear t-shirts and shorts a lot.
I agree. They feel really comfortable. And I wear sandals, too. Then my feet stay cool.
Sandals are great in summer, but I have a problem.
What's wrong?
I don't have sandals, and I don't have many summer clothes, either.
Then you need some.
I need to prepare for summer weather. Do you want to go shopping together?
Good idea. Let's go to the mall Saturday afternoon.
I saw some cute summer skirts at the mall. Shorts and t-shirts are really cheap there too. I can put away my winter clothes.
And make room for new summer clothes.
What a great day for the beach!
It is. Where are your sandals?
I didn't bring them. I don't like sandals.
But you'll get sand in your shoes.
Well, I want to protect my feet.
Why? You're at the beach. You should enjoy the soft sand.
Okay. I can take these shoes off and go barefoot.
Great. Then let's go swimming.
Alex, what are you wearing?
Summer clothes. Why?
You can't walk around like that. Your clothes have wrinkles all over them.
Yeah, I just unpacked them. No one will notice the wrinkles.
I do. And your clothes don't match either.
They don't?
Your shorts and your t-shirt have different patterns on them.
What's wrong with that?
Ah. for shopping with us, Susie. It was fun.
Yeah, it was. Taylor was so happy that she found some good summer sales.
Every season has a new style. This summer's style is different from last summer's style.
I know. People always want to buy the new style.
I don't worry about that.
I don't either. I just want to be comfortable.
So, for this part of the show, I will ask a question. You can answer it at home, but Peter will answer my question here.
All right, Katie, I'm ready to answer your question.
Okay, here it is. In the mystery lesson, the couple lost a ring, and Mr. E was there to help. So, where did Mr. E find the ring?
I remember this. He found the ring in the popcorn. Remember, her ring was too big.
Yeah, good job, Peter. That was great.
Yeah, it was an easy question, but I forget. Was this an important ring? I don't remember much about rings.
It was. It was an engagement ring. That's the ring you give to the person you're going to marry.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty important ring. Okay, I have a question for you again.
Okay, what's your next question?
Okay, Katie, here's your question. What does Alex teach Rob about in the lesson about time?
That's a hard question.
Well, I think you can do it, Katie. Just try to remember. Okay, Alex teaches Rob about a different way to say the time. What is it called?
Oh, it's called military time.
Yeah, military time. All right, it's time for a short break.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back. In our last lesson this week, we learned all about summer fashion. Taylor doesn't have the right clothes to help her stay cool, so she needs to go get some good clothes for summer.
And Taylor also tries to tell Alex about why his clothes should match. But I'm not sure Alex understood. Oh well, friends, let's watch our features one more time.
Hello everyone, this is Jack. Wow, it's really hot today. I walked here, and now I'm sweating. I'd like a glass of water too. Oh, thank you. Ah, that's much better. So, do you like hot weather? And what do you do to stay cool? Let's talk about hot weather.
Summertime means hot weather in many places. The sun shines and the temperature goes up and up and up. How hot does it get where you live? In hot weather, many people like to stay inside. If a house or building has air conditioning, it is nice and cool inside. Many offices and stores and apartments have air conditioning. If people don't have air conditioning, they try to stay cool in other ways. They can sit in the shade. It is cooler out of the sun. They can drink cool drinks too. There are many delicious cool drinks to enjoy in summer. Lemonade, iced tea, and cold water. When the weather is hot, people should drink a lot of water, especially if they are out in the sun. In hot weather, many people like to go swimming. Some go to a swimming pool. Others go to a beach if there is one nearby. Getting in the water is a wonderful way to get cool. But remember to put on sunscreen.
Hello again. It's still hot, but I'm ready to go outside again. I put on some sunscreen and I'm wearing sunglasses. I think I'll try to stay in the shade, and maybe I'll get another cool drink too. I hope you can find ways to enjoy hot weather. Bye for now.
By day, in the same old way, it's time for you to know, stepping out is the way to go.
We don't have to fight,
yeah, no
one wants inside.
Lonely souls without a fear, needing a word of joy and cheer.
It's up to you,
it's up to me,
it's up to me, to be there when you see me.
Same old way, it's time for you to know, stepping out is the way to go.
People pass you by,
have you by,
don't
ask what to say. Lonely souls without a fear, needing a word of joy and cheer.
It's up to you,
it's up to me,
it's up to me, to be there when you see me.
It's up to you,
it's up to you,
it's up to me,
it's up to me,
to reach out with a love.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about summer clothes, and here to answer our questions is my special guest, Fasha Fashion.
Hello Rob.
Hello Fasha, thanks for being here. Fasha, you know a lot about fashion.
Yes, that's right, Rob. I love fashion. I love to wear nice clothes and help others choose nice clothes, too.
Great. Then you're the perfect person to answer our question. Our question today comes from Kat Chow of San Diego, California. Kat asks, summer is here. What are some ways that I can stay cool and look cool?
That's a great question, Kat. Everyone wants to stay cool in the summer. And many people hope to look cool, too.
That's true. So what are some ways to stay cool and look cool?
You can use accessories.
Accessories. You mean things you can wear that make your outfit more interesting?
That's right. For example, hats are great accessories for the summer. Summer hats are light and they can keep the sun off your face.
Then you can stay cool.
Right. And another great summer accessory is sunglasses.
Sunglasses are great. They protect your eyes.
That's right. And sunglasses come in many different shapes and styles. Choose one that is right for your face. You can look cool, protect your eyes, and stay cool too.
Great. Anything else?
Sure. Wear sandals. Sandals are great shoes for the summer. They keep your feet cool. And the best accessory of all, a smile. Wear a smile every day. It will help you be happier, and you'll look great with it, too.
That's very true. Thanks for your advice today, Fasha. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot, too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
So, Ginger, Everything looks nice. What would you like to eat for lunch?
I want to eat something delicious.
Well, this restaurant has all kinds of delicious food. What kind of food do you want?
I want to eat something like a hamburger or ice cream.
Well, a hamburger or ice cream. Ginger, those two things are, well, a hamburger, ice cream is, what am I trying to say?
You need a super sentence, Monkey Man.
You're right, Ginger. He does. And the super sentence for today is, something is very different from something else. So, Monkey Man, you want to say,
a hamburger is very different from ice cream?
A hamburger is very different from ice cream is a super sentence. Do you have another one for me? Just for fun.
Okay, sure. Guys are very different from girls.
Guys are very different from girls. Well, what do you think about that? Ginger, can you give me a super sentence?
I sure can. Bananas are very different from bananas.
Ginger, bananas are bananas.
Yes, Ginger, try another one.
Oh, okay. Cows are very different from chickens.
Cows are very different from chickens. That is better. Now say it with me. A super sentence every day will make your English great. Someone else needs my help. Gotta fly.
So, Ginger, do you want a hamburger or ice cream?
I want an ice cream hamburger with bananas, chocolate, more bananas, tomatoes, more bananas.
Well, Ginger, you monkeys will eat anything. Okay, let's order some food. Waiter, please. Monkeys are very different from people.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of this review show, and that also means that it's the end of the month of May. Thank you for learning and practicing your English with us this month.
And make sure that you come back on Monday. We'll have new lessons, and we'll talk about a lot more. There's always more to learn here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.